This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. The Arkansas Farm Bureau and the American Farm Bureau Federation have called for clear cost-benefit analysis from regulatory agencies that enforce the Endangered Species Act. Since current rules account only for government expenditures, Arkansas Farm Bureau President Randy Veach said the often oppressive cost of ESA enforcement on the private sector gets ignored. Veach spoke before the House Committee on Natural Resources in support of H.R. 4319, the Common Sense on Species Protection Act of 2014. The bill would require federal agencies to show full economic justification before placing any land under the protection of a critical habitat designation, which often severely restricts farming and ranching in the affected area. Pennsylvania Farm Bureau and the American Farm Bureau Federation on Monday warned against adding a common bat species to the Endangered Species Act list. Such a listing, Pennsylvania Farm Bureau's Jim Brubaker told the House Committee on Natural Resources, could seriously disrupt farm and business operations without addressing the syndrome widely labeled as the chief threat to the northern long-eared bat. With a range of 38 states and the District of Columbia, the fact that this species of bat is 15 to 20 times more common than other non-listed bats in some areas, the potential scope of this listing and the impact on agriculture could be unprecedented, according to Brubaker. U.S. Fish and Wildlife proposed protecting the northern long-eared bat in response to a fungal infection that experts say has killed approximately 6 million bats in the United States over the past few years. Brubaker told the committee the listing would create an undue financial burden while not addressing the root problem, white nose syndrome. The amount of the U.S. corn crop that has reached maturity has climbed to 15%, with the majority of crop conditions rated either good or excellent, according to the Agriculture Department Weekly Crop Progress Report. In terms of crop conditions for corn, the agency made no modifications in ratings week on week as it left 74% of the crop currently categorized as either good or excellent, with 7% remaining viewed as either very poor or poor. USDA made only slight changes to the weekly soybean ratings as it decreased by 1 point those crops rated good to 53% and increased by 1 point those soybeans viewed as excellent to 19%. In terms of setting pods, the agency said the soybean has completed that phase of growth, while the amount of the crop dropping leaves, an indicator of crop maturity, had risen by 7 percentage points to 12%, compared with 10% last year and the five-year average of 17%. Looking ahead at the weather, some U.S. crops could be facing their first preview of winter conditions as the threat of frost and light freeze could arrive in the northern states by week's end. This threat is almost 2 weeks ahead of the traditional period when farmers start to expect the onset of colder, potentially damaging weather. The Agriculture Department recently awarded New York's Upstate Niagara Cooperative, based in Buffalo, a contract to provide its Greek yogurt to public schools across the three states through the USDA's School Lunch Program pilot. Upstate Niagara will be providing 142,700 pounds of Greek yogurt to schools in New York, Arizona, and Tennessee through December. The pilot program will run through the end of the school year in June 2015. USDA will soon consider bids for the next round. Following news that schools that participated in the initial three-month USDA Greek yogurt pilot had consumed 200,000 pounds and $300,000 worth of Greek yogurt, USDA expanded the program to 12 states, New York, Arizona, Idaho, Tennessee, California, Iowa, Connecticut, Illinois, North Carolina, Vermont, Washington, and Mississippi. The avian flu virus that caused widespread harbor seal deaths in 2011 can easily spread to and infect other mammals and potentially humans. A new study by the U.S. Geological Survey and St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital shows that the avian influenza H3N8 strain that infected New England harbor seals could be transmitted to other mammals through the air without physical contact. Transmission by respiratory droplets through coughing, for example, is the main way influenza viruses spread among people. The study also showed that current seasonal flu vaccines do not protect against this seal virus, meaning a new vaccine would be necessary if there ever was an outbreak in humans. The U.S. House of Representatives took a firm stand with farmers and ranchers against the Environmental Protection Agency's regulatory overreach by voting to put a stop to the Waters of the U.S. rule. The WOTUS Regulatory Overreach Protection Act, or H.R. 5078, passed with bipartisan support Tuesday. AFBF President Bob Stallman called the action an unmistakable signal that the tide is turning against those who ignore the constitutional separation of powers. Farm Bureau members are now urging the Senate to join with the House to ditch the rule. The Forest Service's latest attempt to take water rights from farmers and ranchers violates fundamental constitutional protections, the Colorado Farm Bureau and the American Farm Bureau Federation said Wednesday. The proposed Forest Service Groundwater Directive, they said, would circumvent state water rights and give the agency unprecedented control over water use in the West. Colorado Farm Bureau President Don Shawcroft told the House Committee on Agriculture that the new directive would empower the Forest Service to take part ownership of private citizens' water rights as a regular part of the rights renewal process. The cost of organic certification is becoming more affordable for many certified producers and handlers. Thanks to support from the 2014 Farm Bill, cost share and assistance programs are available to organic producers and handlers through fiscal year 2018. Cost share programs benefit certified producers and handlers across the organic supply chain, providing critical support to the organic community and rural America. The Agriculture Department's Agricultural Marketing Service administers these funds, which total almost $13 million this year, through grants to participating states. In 2012 alone, USDA issued nearly 10,000 reimbursements that totaled over $6.5 million. The Wall Street Journal's Washington Wire blog posed an interesting question on Wednesday. If a ditch fills with rainwater and nobody's around to see it, can it still be regulated by the Environmental Protection Agency? That question, posits the blog, is at the heart of a skirmish between the Environmental Protection Agency and House Republicans as the agency seeks to define which streams, wetlands, ditches, ponds, and other water bodies fall under its jurisdiction. The EPA is not trying to regulate water. They're trying to regulate land features, pointed out Don Parrish, AFBF Senior Director of Congressional Relations. The International Council of Shopping Centers has released the results of a national poll that shows that 7 in 10 Americans support legislation requiring sales tax collection at the time of purchase. This represents an increase of 6 percentage points since 2013 and 11 percentage points since 2012. The poll also found that 82% of Americans think collecting sales tax from online-only vendors at the time of purchase is easier, up by 4 percentage points since 2013, and 7 percentage points in 2012. This is the only national poll that has tracked attitudes among Americans on these two issues for 3 consecutive years. Farm Bureau supports the Marketplace Fairness Act, which promotes fair competition between local and Main Street retailers and internet-only sellers by allowing states to apply sales tax laws across the board. America's Heartland, the only weekly series focused on farming and ranching in all 50 states, announced the return of its popular series for an unprecedented 10th season. America's Heartland will combine new themed episodes and the return of popular features and hosts as it premieres this week on PBS stations and RFD-TV. Featured segments on new topics as the season debuts include North Dakota sunflower seeds, California tomato research, the National Seed Bank in Colorado, and soil research. The American Farm Bureau Foundation for Agriculture provides production support for the series. For more information and to find broadcast times in your area, visit www.americasheartland.org. The American Farm Bureau Federation's Pinterest page has been relaunched and reorganized. New boards and pins highlight the people and programs that make Farm Bureau shine. Visit the page, add some pins, and follow us at www.pinterest.com/FBPIN600. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.